surprised you're listening to The Beat?
No, I'm not surprised at anything. I don't want to answer any questions like that.
Chicago sports spoken here. Tuesday. This is The Beat on 720 WGN.
Welcome back. This is The Beat. Adam Hogue, Mark Carman, Jared Payton here with you till 6 o'clock. And joined now by a very exciting guest, Tommy Christian from TC Boost, a sports performance gym up in Northbrook. And seen you a little bit around Northwestern lately as Danny Vitale and Dean Lowry were training for the NFL draft. I know you work with them and some of the other prospects, but thanks for coming down here into the studio and telling us a little bit about how all this works.
It's great to be here. It's an honor. You know, funny story. I remember back in my engineering days when I was in Detroit, I would, you know, drive around, listen to sports radio and think, man, you know, this would be a great, you know, kind of career for me. So this is kind of a neat taste of kind of your guys' world. So I appreciate being down here.
Well, Tommy, you talked about just 99 is when you got into the training and the business. I graduated in 99 to go to the University of Miami, and I remember how training was back then and what guys were doing and trying to get ready, especially guys that would come back to the U to train for the NFL. But I was watching Hey Rookie this morning, and it just seemed what these guys are doing now is totally different than what was going down in 1999.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, you know, maybe it's the media with all the NFL coverage with the combine events. But, you know, it's a whole industry that's grown, you know, and the, you know, multi-million dollar facilities and usually warm weather locations. You know, it's just become a really big business. You know, when I first got into the field, you know, just the term sports performance didn't really exist. You had strength and conditioning coaches at the college level. You know, for athletes that were in, you know, high school, you know, you're either working out at your high school or you're at, you know, a Bally's Fitness or something like that, you know, and then it was usually, I think, college strength coaches that were doing the preparation with their players for the combine and, you know, just with the prevalence of, you know, the 40 times and, you know, how that impacts their draft status, you know, it became, you know, I think, you know, a great value for people to make bigger investments in terms of seeing, you know, how can we, you know, drastically or as much as possible move somebody's draft stock through improvements and, you know, objectable measures in terms of like 40-yard dash, vertical jump, broad jump. So it's changed a lot just from the focus and the demand and the need for it.
Tommy, do you, for those and say like they're in their, let's call it in their 50s, and they're looking to perhaps get back some of their conditioning, maybe lose a couple pounds, feel, you know, just stronger in general. What's your recommendation for somebody who's going from, well, you know what, I work a ton and I occasionally work out maybe twice a month to like getting in a regular 3 day a week, I can get myself fit type of mode?
Yeah, I think the way that we do it at TC Boost, like, you know, we think about with our adult fitness is, you know, as you, you know, grow up, you know, you get a career, you have a family, like you really deal with limited amount of time. So if, you know, we think if you have 2 or 3 hours a week, how could we maximize what you're doing in that in terms of your life and your health? And so, you know, I think having a workout program where you have a coach who's actually taking you through it, you know, so you're going to have more value in that time that you spend than trying to figure it out on your own. And, you know, spending a variety of, you know, interval based, you know, thinking about cardiovascular health, body composition, and staying athletic. You know, life is about movement, and, you know, you don't want to, you know, go sit on a machine and then go play basketball with your kid and pop an Achilles because you haven't jumped in 15 years, you know. So we like to mix in athletic development within that.
Tommy Christian joining us here in studio. He's
I'm standing up to do the interview. Go ahead. Need some movement going on here.
After what you ate today.
Yeah, get some burpees in.
It's been a rough day of food consumption.
A lot of food. Yes. You told us about it before we came out of the air. But Tommy, of course, the former Northwestern linebacker, now helps run TC Boost up in Northbrook. So covering the draft and the Bears as closely as I do, I always hear from rookies, guys that get drafted, they spend, first of all, this whole offseason, they don't really get an offseason because as soon as the season ends, they're going into training for the combine and the pro days. And it's a different kind of training than really what they need to quickly turn around and get back into football shape, which these rookie mini camps start up a week or 2 weeks right after the draft, depending on which team you play for. So take us a little bit inside of that process and how important it is for them to train a certain way to put up those numbers they need to do and then to quickly get back in the football shape if they can do it.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's a really unique shift for these guys because, you know, for the, you know, up until this point, it's been all about training to be a better football player. And then all of a sudden they shift into this mode, and it's right after, you know, hopefully they came off a bowl game. They have 3 days off. You know, that's kind of what we did for our guys. And you have about 6 weeks to get them ready for the combine. You know, if they're playing in the Senior Bowl, you know, it's literally 6 weeks of preparation. So now it's a very focused, intense time, and it's really preparing for a track meet, you know, which is very different, you know. And the training during that time period, it looks very similar from day to day. You know, in fact, by the end of the process, guys always joke that it's kind of like Groundhog Day. You know, you're coming in, you're working 40 stances, you're working your technique and top speed acceleration. Our philosophy is really very much mechanics based. We're doing a ton of film analysis and really trying to break down and teach them how to move the right way so they can improve their 40 time, maximize that. But you know, there's a right way to run a three cone, a pro shuttle. There's technique and all those things, and they're not necessarily, you know, football specific, but they're combine specific. So they have to prepare for that. You know, so it is kind of a unique environment for them. It's really focused on that, and it's not necessarily what they're going to be doing, you know, after the combine as they get ready for minicamp. It shouldn't be.
No, it's amazing to see what those guys do and to try to get yourself ready. It's pretty much like Groundhog's Day. I had a chance to work out with Don Beebe back in the day, and I remember how it was every single day. It was almost the same thing. You get so nervous because this is the biggest job interview of your life, and you're in a fishbowl once you get to the combine, which is a whole nother story. But to be able to do all these different sports, so you guys deal with these kids that are playing football, basketball. Now kids are coming in. How hard is it to be able to do all these different sports and train? Because each sport is different for what you're trying to train.
It is. You know, I think, you know, one mistake I think, you know, a lot of times parents and athletes make when they're younger is they over-specialize, you know. So, you know, we get a lot of demand for, you know, I want really sports-specific training, even like position-specific training. And, you know, our opinion, you know, for a 14, 15-year-old is that, you know, that would be a mistake. Really what the needs of an athlete in terms of development, you know, is mobility, it's stability, having proper mechanics, being able to move the right way, develop strength, you know, develop a body that's balanced and, you know, and that has some confidence. And that's going to apply really well whether you're playing basketball, football, tennis, you know, whatever the case may be. So, you know, I think it's really an over-specialization, and really the needs of athletic development at that age should look very similar. You know, there's a couple, you know, outliers like, you know, swimming or a pitcher in baseball where you have to do some special things in terms of shoulder care. But, you know, for the most part, they should look pretty similar.
Tommy Christensen, TC Boost. If you have a fitness question, you want to know how to get yourself to the next level, we are here for you. 312-981-7200. Somebody told me the other day, don't do yoga. You're going to hurt yourself. You should stick to Pilates. What do you think of that recommendation?
Well, I don't know that I could talk as an expert on yoga or Pilates because it's not what we do.
I'm going to believe anything you say right now. You don't need to be an expert.
I would say, in my opinion, I think those are things that you do, you know, and maybe I'm biased, you know, but I think you would do those things after you have your, you know, your basics, you know, strength and just, you know, interval-based training in place. And I think those can be nice additions in terms of mobility, you know, and some flexibility type work, but I would be the wrong person to judge between them.
Okay.
So when you got, sorry, Mark.
That's okay. Sorry. It's okay. I appreciate the honesty.
When you got done playing football, how did you transition to what you're doing now? Why did you want to get into that and keep staying in the business of what's now called sports performance?
Well, you know, I started out as a mechanical engineer. So I was in the automotive world when I graduated and, you know, and I always thought, you know, if I didn't like designing automobiles, you know, I'd love to go back and be a football coach and, you know, maybe be a teacher because, you know, being a college athlete, sports had such a big impact on my life. My brother played in the NFL for 11 years and kind of just tracking him through that as well, you know, was sort of always in the back of my mind. And, you know, after a few years in automotive, I, you know, really started to kind of catch the fire for a dream to do something where the goal of my life wasn't making money for some company, but really to be able to make an impact. And I thought sports would be a great way to do it.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break here. Want to stick around because I got more questions for you. He's Tommy Christian from TC Boost. A fascinating conversation about sports performance and how we train some of these guys for the NFL draft, because it's something a lot of people wonder about. It's Adam Hogue, Mark Carmen, Jared Payton here on The Beat. We'll be right back. 720 WGN. Back here on The Beat, Adam Hogue, Mark Carmen, Jared Payton here with you till 6 o'clock. We're joined by Tommy Christian, the former Northwestern linebacker. He now runs TC Boost up in Northbrook, a sports performance gym. And we were just discussing during the break kind of how what you guys do differs from maybe some of these bigger places that you might hear about in San Diego and Arizona and Florida. But you were kind of emphasizing the importance of what it comes down to, or the measurables, once you actually get to the combine. And I just remember hearing from both Dan Vitale and Dean Lowry during the winter that they felt like they were maybe the two most prepared people for those drills that they went through, and in large part because of the work that you did with them.
Yeah, well, you know, it meant a lot to hear them say that, you know, because I feel like that's really our mission and our purpose when we're training those guys, and they're trusting us with their career. You know, it's our job to get them ready for that, you know, like we were talking about, that track meet, you know, that the combine is. So, you know, we really focus on that to be sure that the time that we spend with them is focused on the areas that's going to most impact their draft status. And, you know, it really comes down to those measurables in terms of what we can impact. You know, their film is tremendously important. It's too late to do anything about that.
Right.
You know, that's already
yep.
in the, you know, the hay's in the barn there. So, you know, we're going to work on the next best thing that we can do. And usually that's, you know, the 40 being the most important, but, you know, all of those measurables, we want to do a great job.
How big is the facility? Because I see some of these places are pretty big. It's got to be a big place to look at just the website with all the stuff you have in there. It's got to be a big place.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, being in Chicago, it has to be indoors, of course. So,
yeah.
You know, if we went to a warmer weather, we could probably save a little bit on our rent. But we have a 10,000 square foot facility, which works great for us. We have 60 yards wall-to-wall, so we're able to actually train that top speed setting, which is really important in terms of the 40-yard dash. You know, and you just need that open space to be able to run. I think the biggest determinant is the length so that you can train top speed. You know, you can't have a 45-yard gym and expect them to hit top speed at 40 and stop in 5 yards. So you need that extra space with some crash mats.
So I hate to crush the dreams of our listeners, but probably most of them are not going to be going to the NFL. So for the average person that might be interested in what they're hearing right now, how can they get involved with TC Boost?
Yeah, I mean, the you know best thing to do would be go to our website, tcboost.com. You know, and we have a lot of programs. You know, it's obviously high profile, the draft type work, but you know, the core of what we're doing is really working with youth and high school athletes and really, you know, developing their speed and athleticism the right way. And, you know, and then we're also working with their parents. So,
yeah, that's where I wanted to get to. I'm glad you led into that, because I'm wondering what your advice is to a parent out there who's trying to get their kid to the next level. Some parents, you know, some people would say, hey, you should play a bunch of sports, don't specialize. But you're talking about getting to high school at that point, maybe specialization does need to occur. And, you know, how much should they be doing X versus Y? I mean, I'm sure you get these questions all the time.
Yeah, I mean, my philosophy is, you know, what are sports for? You know, and I think it's, you know, I'm a parent as well. And, you know, I think it's a positive impact on growth and development. You learn so much from sports. And so, you know, most athletes are not going to play in the NFL. You know, most athletes aren't even going to be Division I scholarship, you know, athletes. I mean, that's like the outliers. And so, you know, I think as they're in high school, you know, to maximize their enjoyment and what they're doing in sports is really important, you know. And then, you know, sometimes when you specialize where you're overdoing, you know, training in one direction, and usually what happens is, you know, at that youth setting, you know, you don't have coordination of their skill development, their strength development, their nutrition, you know, athletic training service like what you have in college. And so it can get very, you know, off base and overly heavy in one area that leads to injuries. So, you know, one piece of advice I would have is to make sure that as a parent, you're putting the right pieces in place, you know, in terms of their development. You're giving them time to rest. You're giving them time to, you know, to train and work on their body's ability to handle the workload, just so they don't break down. You know, like sport like baseball, you know, how many kids get their elbows wrecked because they get pitched so much, they never get a chance to recover. And it's really important.
Right. I mean, I got to interview John McEnroe a little while back, and you know, the tennis folk, they're always tennis. He's like, I tell parents all the time, McConnell Michael, like, have your kids play other things. That's what I did, and it helped me. I mean, Jared, you ended up being in the NFL. You played a ton of soccer.
Yeah, but my dad told me after my sophomore year, he said, you got to start figuring out what you want to do. And I was just, I think every kid's different. You have to kind of figure it out. But for me, I need to be able to focus. So that was a big reason why I started just focusing and just playing one sport in high school. But I'm pushing my son to play everything under the sun. I want him to enjoy all that because sports is the greatest thing.
And Tom, I mean, you played for Northwestern. You were with Gary Barnett back in 1992 for a year. What did you do when you were coming through?
You know, I played, you know, baseball and soccer as a kid growing up. You know, eventually, my dad and my brother convinced me to try football, you know, and they wanted me to try it before I got to high school. I'm like, no, I'm a soccer player. And, you know, and so I tried football and hated it the first day and then wound up, you know.
Sound like me.
but, you know, then pretty quickly it turned into really my favorite sport. You know, so in high school I played baseball and football. And then eventually I gave up baseball for track so I could train more for football. And I knew that football was going to be really where I would have a chance. And so, yeah, I was a multi-sport athlete, you know, and it, you know, it was kind of in the 80s. You know, training was very different back then. You know, our real emphasis as a company is speed development. We've seen tremendous gains there. You know, I was taught as a kid, you're just either fast or you're slow. You know, you train, you get big and strong, but you better have good parents, you know, and you know, you can't really pick your parents, but if you could, you know, you'd want fast twitch, athletic parents, you know, which, you know, I probably had medium twitch parents, but I, you know, I love them and appreciate them.
Medium twitch. I like that.
I start working on my twitching.
I get a little better. Okay. I just turned 30. When am I start going down the downside of my life career?
About 5 years ago.
Okay, great. Great. I am way behind in getting back in shape. So I better come out the TC Boost and so my last question for you in regards to the draft, it's always fascinating to me how much detail goes into the research on every single prospect and these teams, like it's kind of creepy actually how much digging they do, but these are the decisions that get you hired and get you fired in a big right. business. What is your involvement in that? I mean, do you have scouts that pick your brain on the players that you're working with, or do you kind of stay out of that?
For the most part, I stay out of it. Okay. When I was the assistant strength coach at Northwestern, they would come through, and usually that's where they go. They'll go to the college, you know, strength and conditioning coaches and you know, football coaches and talk to them. You know, I have some relationships with some scouts, you know, from the 15 years that we've spent, you know, training guys for the draft, and it's the same crew of scouts that come through Northwestern every year, you know, and so I've seen these guys for a long time and, you know, see them once a year. But so a few of them, you know, may reach out to me, but for the most part, you know, I'm not involved in that process.
Okay, makes sense. Again, it's tcboost.com. That's where you go to find more information on the gym, and it looks really cool. I think we're going to come out and check it out.
We'd love to have you guys.
We got to do that. I'm looking forward to that. I need more training in my life, really in all aspects of my life, but specifically on the physical side.
I'm good.
Are you scared?
Don't be scared, Carl.
No, I just said I'm good. I'm in perfect physical condition over here. But I'll come and show off, Tommy.
That'd be great.
Thanks so much for coming in, Tommy.
Thanks for having me.
Really
appreciate it.
Again, tcboost.com. We'll be right back here on The Beat.